Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, verse 2, we were taught that a godly person is one that takes God at his word. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I've had people leave the church where I've pastored. They say, well, when we go, their offering's going to go down. There goes missions out the door. There goes this. And they thought they were the ones that were upholding the church instead of the Lord. I found most often the Lord increased things and made them better after they left. But for all the things they may have said that was bad about me, it probably laid up treasures in heaven for me. But yet, I've got to have the attitude of, boy, I wish they would get right with God. Make that right. I don't want those hidden things of darkness, of the gossip, the discord sowing, and everything else that was done by them to be revealed in heaven for all heaven to see. And they're ashamed. But if you'll endure, just endure in the strength and the power of the Lord and his joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, I think of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Here's an instruction to pastors, and I think it's a great instruction. I really do. I like it. It says, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering doctrine and authority. But he also told me in verse 1 that we'd give an account to God about it. So as a pastor, I'll be called to an account. Did I preach the word? Did I reprove, rebuke, exhort? Now, a lot of people think you can't reprove today because the society is so different. You can't rebuke. What's wrong with you? That's not the way you're going to win and influence people. Do you know I'm not out to win souls? No. I'm out to change them. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. I'm not out to win them. We're out to change them. Bring them to Jesus Christ, who can change their hearts and lives, and we know he can. So a godly person is one who takes God at his word on the fact that he knows that God always keeps his word. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You're going through persecution? Realize he was there. You know, I think of old Job. Job there in chapter 23 of Job, verses 8 through 10, he's saying, I look in front of me, I look behind me, I look to the right, I look to the left, I look up, everywhere I look. He's not there. But then he says, but he knoweth the way that I take. And when I am tried, I shall come forth as gold. He also said, after the skinworms destroy this body, I know that in my flesh I shall see God. And not another, I shall see God for myself. Now that's the promise that we have. Keep on keeping on, my friend, for Jesus Christ. You just keep on keeping on for Jesus Christ, because he will take you all the way. He will be with you all the way. So don't go back. There's no sense in going back when you have the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of Gods walking with you. You just walk with him and you walk each day with him. So again, you see, you'll be a godly person. Stay true to the Lord. Do what He says. Trust that He keeps His word, because He does not lie. God promised before the world began. Now, He is not a man that He would try to lie to cover anything He said before. That's not our God. He is a true God. He does exactly what He says He will do in His word. So this shows that this behavior should simply emulate the behavior of Jesus Christ, our Savior. The behavior towards Jesus includes consistency in righteousness. It is a well-planned thing that we live according to His word. Therefore, we must be in the word and be in the word daily. It is He who determines a plan of salvation. We didn't design it. Ours is only to tell it what He's already given before the world began. God designed a plan of salvation ever before the world began. By the way, the fact that that is in what they call the middle voice, before the world began, and it's in the middle voice. It's the idea to announce one's service, to offer one's service. He announced what He was going to do for man. He knew man would fall. So He announced before the world began. He set election. He set the promise of the cross. And before the world began, He even told Eve what was going to happen. The seed of the woman. And He did not destroy, and He will not destroy, those who receive Him for non-payment, for Jesus has paid it all. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. Therefore, when we receive Him, I don't have to work to keep my salvation. Now, I'm His child. I may get chastening from Him, scourging from Him, as Hebrews chapter 12 tells us about. And so if you walk, though, in the righteousness and true holiness, if you'll walk according to His word, then at least your chastening and the other things of persecution do not come from Jesus. It comes from the world. But be of good cheer, John 16:33 says, because He's overcome the world. So walk in the Spirit. And because that hope is in Him, our hope is not destroyed, because Jesus keeps His word. In Jude 24:25, we read this, "Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling." I don't keep myself from falling. He does. "To present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy." How can He present me faultless? Well, I guess because He paid it all. But I know within me, there's no good thing. I am not a faultless person, but He paid it all because I'm not a faultless person and paid it for me. And He goes on to say, "To the only wise God and Savior be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and ever." Amen. Well, that is Jude 24:25. What a promise that He keeps our salvation. We don't keep it. Have you kept your salvation or have you lost your salvation? Neither one. He saved me. He keeps it. So I didn't lose it, and I don't keep it. He keeps it. I'm his child. So, if we're not godly, we will suffer at his hands as far as chastening and scourging. Scourging means to flog with a whip in Hebrews chapter 12. So, we are not godly persons until he makes us godly person. And we must be saved to do that. That process of godliness and growing in holiness is through the salvation that we receive from him. And then we get into his word, we get into obedience, and we begin to grow. You know, when I got saved, I got fully sanctified. What does that mean? Well, it means that you're supposed to be set apart for God's use. Set apart for God's holy use. I had all the sanctification that comes from Jesus Christ when I got saved. Now, there's a thing that people call progressive sanctification. And I like that idea that we should grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3, verse 18 says, and if we'll grow in that grace and knowledge, yet we'll progress in sanctification and holiness. We'll seek to be more like him. So if we are saved, we are in Christ, and we have complete sanctification for going to heaven. And you know what? It's not just for the moment we're saved. It's from then on and forever. Let's grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let's grow in godliness. Let's grow in true holiness. And if we will allow it, if we allow to let his word lead us, his spirit direct us, then my friend, we will grow in behavior that becometh holiness. Well, I want to cut off here because we're going to start verse 3 the next broadcast, but I want you to know that God wants to do something in you and through you. Is your head getting turned by this world? Have you changed your doctrinal beliefs, your standards, and so forth because of the culture? Maybe family has castigated you. Maybe people put you out. Do you know even Jesus' brothers didn't believe him that he had that were born to Mary after Jesus was born? And Jesus even told them in John, he said that in John 7, says, you know, the world doesn't hate you. It hates me because I testify of its works that they are evil. You stand against the sin of this world, it's going to hate you.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm